The goal of meditation isn't to still the thought, but to learn to sit with whatever is coming up, including having a restless mind, because we all do. And what may be in your practice today is sitting with a busy mind, and that's okay. Can't stop your thoughts. They will be there. But meditation teaches you to watch and observe from a place behind thought, beyond thought, beyond the critical, chattering, thinking mind. So the goal is to detach yourself from being the thinker and observe by becoming the witness. You can watch without getting sucked into every drama that your mind decides to create and without getting sucked into the stories. In the yogic tradition, the seat of wisdom, this non-thinking awareness, is in the heart space. Not necessarily the physical or even the emotional heart, or if you're familiar with chakras from the yogic tradition, it's not even necessarily the heart chakra, but it's this non-judgmental awareness that exists in this space. For me, accessing this place feels like being in the eye of a hurricane. There's spaciousness there, there's peace, and even though your thoughts might be swirling around you, in this place, you can watch without getting sucked in. Today, I'm offering a guided meditation that will lead you from your head, the critical thinking mind, to that open, spacious, peaceful place at your heart center, where you can be the witness without the chattering mind, without the judgments, without the stories. So with all meditations, start by coming onto your seat, or maybe you choose to lie on your back today. But the goal is to be comfortable, not slouched, but not ramrod rigid upright either. It's to find that neutral seat where the spine feels like it's stacking without much effort. So you might be playing around with sitting more forward or back on your chair. If you're seated and your feet are not quite reaching the floor, maybe grabbing blocks or books underneath, putting them under your feet so you feel supported. And then eyes may close, or maybe the gaze drops just in front of you to eliminate some of the visual distractions. And then you might choose to start with some movement, maybe some little gentle movement side to side, move your head or neck, or some circles, and start to bring your awareness into that movement. Release any shoulds. If something doesn't feel right or comfortable, you can choose something else. You can always come away from the meditation, open your eyes, sit differently, or create a different movement. And begin to find your anchor. We talked about anchors a couple of weeks ago, this idea of bringing awareness to one sense object so that you're limiting the distractions of the others that are out there. So you may choose your breath at this point, or maybe you start by noticing something else, like where your seat meets the chair, or if you're lying down where your spine is meeting the floor or bed. And then if you lose that attention, just gently guide your way back to it. So remember that the practice of anchoring is when you notice you've lost attention, just gently guide your way back. It's that retraining of the mind to stay focused on one thing, not a thousand. And then at this point, you may choose to shift your anchor, your focus, to your breath, specifically noticing the sensation of breath in your chest. And as you inhale, you might feel the chest rising or expanding or moving in some way. And then notice what you sense with the exhale. And just take a few breaths in and out with inhale and exhale. You're not forcing the breath. You don't need to change it in any way. You're just bringing your full awareness to breath. And then at some point, start to shift your awareness to your heart. Center of your chest might not be on top of the physical heart, but somewhere in that central part of your chest. And not just the heart itself, but imagine a space around that heart. And as you bring your awareness into that heart and chest space. Notice if you feel any differently in your seat. Often when we're thinking mind, we feel like we're kind of top heavy, like our center of gravity is higher. As we drop that awareness down toward the chest and the heart space, there's a sense of more connection to the seat, as if the center of gravity itself is lower. Now imagine that this heart center, this heart space, is filled with a soft white light. It's spacious in this space, and it's a safe, comfortable space. And if you don't sense light, that's okay. Sense whatever you do feel. Now imagine that the breath is moving in and out through this heart space. So as you inhale, imagine it going into this space. And as you exhale, imagine it leaving, coming out of you through this space. And if you lose focus, if you lose attention, that's okay. Just bring your awareness back to either breath or the breath in the heart space, or maybe it's your seat or something different. And now maybe you imagine that the light ebbs and flows with the breath. So as you inhale, maybe that light intensifies. As you exhale, maybe imagine it dimming or moving in some way. And maybe imagining a dance between the light and the breath. There's an organic sense of movement and shape shifting as the breath flows in and out through the space. And take a few more breaths without forcing, just feeling the breath pass through this light-filled space. And if you notice you're starting to label the experience or judge it or use words to describe it, you're probably back in your head, in your thinking mind. See if you can shift your focus back down towards the chest. If it helps to place one hand on your chest to keep your attention there, you can do that. But just bring your focus back when you've lost it to the breath or the breath in the heart space. Now imagine this heart light is beginning to radiate outward from the heart space, first towards your arms, running down your arms and even to your fingertips. And then imagine it moving up into your neck and head. And then it begins to move towards your lower torso, your legs and your toes. And then picture a soft white light radiating outward throughout your entire body. And then if you need to refocus on your breath at some point to gather that awareness back to practice, go ahead and do that. There should be a sense of ease and spaciousness without words, without judgments, just noticing what is. Just take a few more breaths here, imagining this wisdom, this heart's light moving through your body and maybe even expanding outward a bit. Feeling of lightness, of spaciousness, non-judging. And as we begin to wind the practice down, start to bring your awareness back inward toward the chest, the breath. Just noticing the shifts and changes of inhale and exhale. Or maybe you pick a different location to notice the breath. Maybe you move it down toward the belly or up toward the mouth or the nostril. Or you pick a different anchor altogether, like where your seat meets the chair. And then if you'd like to close with some small movements, maybe shifting the spine side to side or making some circles with the spine or the head or the neck, watching and noticing the movement, observing it. And then taking an inhale in, releasing the practice with the exhale, letting it go, letting it be. And then you can go.